dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We are back in studio today. I want to thank the gang over in Hastings at the Sertoma 8-Man Classic for inviting us over yesterday and enjoying a couple hours over there with the boys as they get ready for the annual Classic at 1:30 coming up this Saturday afternoon in Hastings. Back in studio today, we're going to be talking with Steve Pivovar from the Omaha World Herald at Rosenblatt Stadium so far throughout the week. We'll talk about what I term now as a crazy College World Series, where I'm afraid, Daddy, the best college baseball team is not going to win the national championship. And you can say 6, 7, 8, 10 teams, but Georgia and Fresno State are the only two unbeaten, and no one can claim that either one of them is the best team in the country.
What is Fresno State? I don't even know what you would compare it to. This is literally a 15 or 16 seed in the NCAA basketball tournament.
How about you compare them to Davidson?
Well, but they're further than Davidson ever thought about being. Davidson was not near the point they are. I mean, then Davidson was a 10 or 11 seed. I mean, this is bizarre. I mean, this is Appalachian State. This is a team. This is IUPUI getting in and making a run.
I don't know. Fresno was preseason top 25, Daddy. They just got off to a bad start. And I haven't totally read into the story, whether it was injuries or just bad pitching or what the story was. I mean, it seems like with a team like that, it was a little bit of everything. But no, I wouldn't go that far. I would say it's a Davidson. In fact, you know, Davidson wasn't even ranked in the preseason. This is a team that was supposed to do something and just didn't get it done the first couple months of the season. Now things are clicking for them. Now it is a little crazy. I mean, let's not say that this is a great baseball team, because that's the point. This is a team that's 2-0 in the College World Series, and under the current format, where you bracket, and you take 10 days to play it, they've got a chance to do some good things, and they will play Friday. North Carolina just couldn't scratch enough runs across last night, 5-3. So College World Series talk, Steve Pivovar is going to join us. Also, the annual Phelps Silver Run is going on this week. We're going to catch up with Rhonda Johnson a couple of moments down in Holdridge. She's going to fill us in on how you can be a part of that and what's going on. I was going to go for a little run myself this morning. Kind of humid. A little humid. Changed my mind. So I did some other things. I would like to call it research on the computer.
Fair enough.
So that was going on. Also, as you've just heard, the breaking news here in the last half hour is Tiger Woods reportedly out for the season. And this was something I wanted to talk about anyway. I thought we'd put it up as the poll question, and about as quickly as we put it up, have to take it down. When should Tiger Woods come back? I was going to go with he doesn't want to force it to go to the British Open in a month, even though he loves that tournament, to fly over there, not know how it's going to respond, fly back, take more time off. He is going to miss a flight overseas to the British Open and the Ryder Cup, which I don't think crushes his heart. And that's going to be a big thing. Paul Azinger just went, no! Even though Tiger hasn't had the stellar record, you still have him on the course, and I think this would have gelled a little bit better. But the thing is, Woods will miss playing golf. I don't think he's going to miss playing the events that remain. I mean, he would like to play the majors, but that's it. If you could tell Tiger right now, you only have to play these two events, the British Open and the PGA, you don't have to play Ryder Cup, you don't have to play the stupid FedEx Cup at the end of the year, he would say, I mean, and he knew that that's all he'd have to do, might do it, but evidently he's pretty screwed up.
Well, it's something far worse than having arthroscopic surgery is headed Tiger's way. And to have Hank Haney come out in an open email yesterday and say that doctors told Tiger he should have been on crutches, and Tiger looked them in the eye and said, I am playing in the U.S. Open, and I'm going to win the Open. He's different. He's an android of some magnitude. I don't know what. We've never saw a player like this, and obviously the knee was far worse during the U.S. Open than anybody. You know, the grimaces. Well, nobody thought you could hurt him. You know, you cut off an arm and it grow back within 12 seconds.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. It says, "Thanks for gutting it out one extra week, Tiger." Signed, Rocco. Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. They're calling it a microfracture. They're calling it, we just don't know. There's supposed to be more up on Tiger Woods' website this afternoon. He's going to miss a major championship for the first time in his career and will not be available for the Ryder Cup. Of course, we all saw him limping around. If you cared about golf, you watched the playoff on Monday.
Well, we did watch. You know, I think that caught everybody's attention. But you saw him grimace on Thursday. You saw him grimace on Friday. And he said, "I'll get through it. I'll get through it." And it was just Tiger Woods. And a lot of people thought, "Oh, we got a Paul Pierce here." Well, apparently, this is far, far worse than anything. To shut down a whole season, and obviously zeroing in on Jack's 18 majors, he's four away now. That's going to have to wait for a whole nother year.
This will definitely, this is, you know what, with the NBA Finals ending today, and what's really going on? You got a little interleague baseball, but none of the huge matchups, even though the Royals did win last night over the Cardinals. You take a look at some of the other things. This is really going to give sports talk, television fodder. They're really going to be, you're going to see more Tiger Woods now than you saw the last week here. Because everybody's going to debate, "Ooh, this could end his career." Well, which it's not, people. I mean, you're going to hear some really strange things over the next 24 to 48 hours concerning Tiger Woods. This will slow down his pursuit of Jack Nicklaus, but Tiger, as we've seen numerous times already, when he comes back, he usually comes back better, stronger. At this point in his career, it's going to be the longest layoff ever. He's going to have to stay crisp. He may actually have to come out and play a few more events early next year. Maybe that'll be a good thing.
You know, I think a lot of people, the talk, and you're going to hear it all day long, all night long. That's what the story is right now, other than the big win for the Celtics last night. Unbelievable. But you're going to hear, how will this affect Tiger Woods in the upcoming years? And it'll be speculated about, and it'll be twisted. How long will this linger? I don't have 4 hours to talk about that because, well, we don't know.
Exactly, and they'll talk more about it, so we'll see what happens again. But that's the breaking story. Reportedly, Tiger Woods will be out for the rest of the year. They've got to go in and do a little, probably more of a major surgery here. And I guess you put this with athletes. People were talking about, you know, football players get injured, come back sooner than expected. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think this is what you're looking at.
Well, I think a lot of people, and I heard it a couple, three times, football players get their knee scoped on Monday and are playing on Sunday. All right.
And they're not walking when they're 35.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I said last week on Friday, the torque is way different. You know, when you're contorting your body, the way a lot of contorting going on in the golf game. But when you're doing it as hard as he is and swinging the club like he does, there's just a lot that can go wrong and a lot of injuries and there's just a lot of stress on those joints. And obviously, he put too much on them and he's got to rest and got to get it healed.
Well, Tiger Woods out for the rest of the season. Major story of the day. Another one of the major stories of the day. The Lakers were embarrassing last night. I'm glad I didn't get to watch most of it because I had a Legion baseball to cover last night. And if we have some time, we'll delve into that. But, you know, come on. What was that?
What was it? I've got to think that they've got to be so in love with frequent flyer miles. That can only be the only explanation.
Here's my question to you, and I want to bring Derek in on this as well, more of our NBA, NHL, analyst and follows it a little more in depth than we do and watches some of that stuff in, you know, November basketball and, you know, January hockey because he's weird like that. When we're all said and done, which conference is tougher, the East or the West? We all thought Boston was struggling, but maybe the East gave them more of a struggle. Lakers kind of breezed through the West. And then I think you can see that they're just, you can't say that they just don't match up with Boston. That's not the case. They they were lucky to win the two games that they did win in this series, Derek.
Yeah, I still lean a little bit towards the West, even if you look at the records down the stretch through the playoffs. The West is just jam-packed with a lot of good teams. You look at Utah, you look at Dallas, you look at San Antonio, Phoenix. That's not even mentioning the Lakers yet. I mean, their top five or six teams, I think, are really the cream of the crop of the league. You do look at the East, and the East definitely played better this year. Obviously, you got Boston, who was the best team since they made the trade for Garnett. They've obviously been the best team in the league, but I still give the edge a little bit to the West.
Derek, I think you look at the West and you say athletic, athletic, athletic. And then maybe the big question mark is, do they play any defense? And I think that might have showed up in the finals. Boston comes out, and that became kind of their moniker, especially with Kevin Garnett. Defensively shut them down inside. And the Lakers, Gasol, you can say what you want about, you know, him passing the ball as well as any big man in the game. He was locked down. He was non-existent all the way through this finals.
Well, it's pretty evident what the Celtics could do. They switched up how they played Kobe every game. And even though Kobe somehow, someway got his points, they made him take bad shots, made him shoot a lot. It's not like he shot 50% in any of the games. And let the rest of the guys do what they wanted. More, as I said at the beginning of the series, there's more superstars on the Celtics. The team with the more superstars, 90% of the time, win, no matter what the sport is.
Well, they mentioned Boston's big three. And you go back over time, and the big three, obviously, Bird, the Chief, and McHale, that's a recent memory one that comes to mind. You've got Bill Russell.
I'm going to steal my bird off to DJ. DJ lays an ass.
The other big three is Bill Russell, Havlicek, and
Tommy Heinsohn?
No, I'm having trouble coming up with the third one of that mix. But
and there's a steal by Havlicek.
If you saw Kobe Bryant in the post game press conference last night too, you mentioned defense. He mentioned defense as well. He said, "You know what? We need to concentrate on stopping people." And I think he realized that obviously when he got the Celtics putting up 129, whatever they put up last night, just ridiculous, blew the Lakers out, biggest deficit in the clinching game of an NBA Finals. And he's right. I mean, they couldn't stop anybody. As much as you like Gasol, that guy cannot guard Garnett. No one on the team could guard Garnett.
But let's not concentrate on getting better defensively. Let's concentrate on getting better offensive. You know what? If your defense can be better than your offense, then you know what? Your offense can be better than your defense. Does that not make any sense at all? I mean, everybody, yes, you have to play defense, but you also have to be good offensively. Find out how your offense can beat the defense. And Phil Jackson was able to do that with the triangle in Chicago. They played defense. They won sixth man of the year. They won defensive player of the year. You had Rodman. You had some great rebounders. You had some tall stiffs inside taking up space, but at least they got you 8-10 boards a game. Need some tall guys. Lakers don't have any of that. You know, Lamar Odom, Now they talk about
Bynum,
who was injured, coming back. You know, don't make wholesale changes like Detroit did with a coach. I mean, you won the West, and you got the MVP, you won the West, and you did go six games in the NBA Finals. Let's not get all crazy here. I mean, you make the finals and you start panicking, you overhaul your team, well, guess where that's going to get you? First round 99, Dallas.
Derek, how big is Andrew Bynum?
I think he's 6'10", 6'11".
But, I mean, thick, physical player.
He's pretty physical. He can play defense as well. He's got those natural shot-blocking skills, which, you know, if you're a shot blocker, a lot of that is just natural ability to get up there and block a shot. And he has that. He's very athletic, and he's long. Once he gets those arms up, he's very long. But, he's a young player in the league, and guys like that, young players, look back at Kevin Garnett. Good offensively when he first came into the league, got abused a bit on the defense.
But, Doug, I think it's a great point you bring up about the superstar ability, and you mentioned Boston's big three. You look back over the great teams in the dynasty runs, the Lakers. I mean, you go back to the Celtics. You go back to the Lakers. Worthy, Magic, Jabbar. I mean, they had those guys. There's usually three. You know, you say what you want about the Bulls. You got to throw Pippen in there. And then what a supporting cast with Kukoc and Dennis Rodman, like you mentioned.
Houston Rockets, Hakeem Olajuwon, Clyde Drexler. I think the only team that pops into my head right away is Detroit. Not the Detroit with Isaiah Thomas and Lampier and the Microwave, Vinny Johnson. But with the more recent one here where Ben Wallace and Rip Hamilton,
Tayshaun Prince,
they became NBA names because they won the championship. None of those guys are superstars. I mean, you've seen what's happened to Wallace lately. I mean, none of those guys. That's the only comparison I can make. What did you guys think out there in listening land? Give us a email to DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Were you interested? Were you interested in the NBA playoffs, College World Series? What have you been watching? The U.S. Open? Have you been watching it all? Have you been watching none of it? Are you one of those people that it's all Major League Baseball all the time? It doesn't matter what else is going on. Love to hear from you at the Dead Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Also, 1-888-455-ESPN. That's the direct line to the studio, 1-888-455-ESPN. We're going to talk a little College World Series. We'll head to Rosenblatt Stadium in Omaha. Steve Pivovar is going to join us from the Omaha World Herald. He's been the man on the scene covering the NCAA tournament. We'll catch up with him after this.
And now, here's another in our series of things that happened during the Doug and Danny Show commercial breaks that you can be glad you didn't hear.
Well, stop licking yourself. That's disgusting.
Makes you look forward to the breaks, doesn't it?
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Walker, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Call Fidelki Heating and Air today.
When the phone rings, who do you want to answer? It's your call. Trust Lifts, serving the Kearney area for over 30 years. Long-standing reputation, innovative ideas, personal service, superior quality. Trust Lifts. It's your call. On time, done right, one customer at a time. Lift Printing Service, Kearney.
A man, Destination Fun continues all summer long in the courtyard at Cunningham's Journal.
Enjoy our unique outdoor atmosphere with a margarita frozen or on the rise, or your favorite tasty beverage under the misters.
Under the misters.
While listening to the sounds of summer, relaxing with your friends doesn't have to be just on the weekends. Get to the courtyard and take a well-deserved weekday break.
A man, join us for Destination Fun in the courtyard.
Cunningham's Journal on the bricks in downtown Kearney.
Collegiate Baseball sends its best to Omaha for the College World Series 2008. This is Kevin Kugler inviting you to listen in for every inning of every game here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see some sunshine develop across the area today, along with a chance of some scattered showers and storms developing, mainly not until the afternoon and into tonight. Highs reach the lower 80s with southeast winds developing at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see a chance for showers and storms low at 59. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 73.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Steve Pivovar, the Omaha World Herald, going to join us in just a moment. But again, the breaking news here in the last half hour, Tiger Woods reportedly out for the season. They're going to go in and do more work on the knee. So you know what that does? It opens it up for everybody else, Daddy. And the only way that you're going to go win the British Open or the PGA, practice, practice, practice. The only way you're going to get better if you're just a handicap of a 5 or a 10 or a 15 like we are, it's go to the Kearney Golf Center across from UNK on Highway 30. It's got the only lighted driving range around, and you can have individual lessons or group lessons. If you've got some buddies or you've got a group of ladies or you got a work group, just got some college kids that want to go out there, you can talk to Kevin Kamrath, who's been in the business for over 19 years, and he's going to help you out with your game. If you just need to go out and hit some balls, you've got four sizes of range buckets, from small to the big daddy size. And, of course, they've also got the baseball and softball cages out there. Go out, take some hacks. It's very cheap, and you can do it anytime. They're open 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. when the weather's beautiful. It is the Kearney Golf Center. Check them out today, south of UNK's Health and Sports Center on Highway 30.
Right now, Doug, we're going to talk a little baseball. Like you mentioned, College World Series going on in Omaha. We're pleased to be joined by Steve Pivovar from the Omaha World Herald. Steve, thanks so much for the time this morning.
No problem, guys.
Steve, how's the seats in the press box this year?
Cushy.
They've got to be. Just your overall thoughts right now. We started off with kind of some. We had Mitch on Monday, and we kind of had some thuds the first couple of days. Yes, we had some big ninth innings that changed the game, but I think the games the last couple of days have been a little more exciting, and we've still had some eighth and ninth inning heroics like yesterday with LSU.
Right. That LSU game yesterday was as good a game as you could hope for. You know, LSU looked a little down and out for about the first five, six innings of that game, mounted a dramatic comeback, and then won it with a bases-loaded walk-off double. You know, it's hard to sometimes in our businesses, we try to take try to grab for trends after a couple of games or a short series, and sometimes it's better to kind of wait and examine the whole thing. And so, I mean, right now, the home runs were flying out of the park on the first 2 days of the tournament, but a lot of that had to do with favorable weather conditions. The wind shifted the last couple of days, and turned into made for some compelling baseball.
Omaha World Herald writer Steve Pivovar joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Steve, when you look at Fresno State, are there comparisons being made? Doug and I got into a knockdown dragout. He thinks Davidson in basketball. I don't even think it's close on that.
Well, somebody sent us an email as well throughout George Mason.
Okay. The run they're making, being a four seed, that is unprecedented. Are there comparisons?
Well, I mean, I think you can stretch for comparisons. I know I've heard a lot of people say, well, it'd be comparable to a 13 seed making the Final Four in the basketball tournament. Some of that, I think, loses its weight when you look at Fresno. Fresno's a baseball school. They've been to the series. They're even though they hadn't been here since 91, they've always been competitive in their conference. They've been competitive on the West Coast. They've got a long history of making it to the regionals. They play in a fairly decent baseball conference, the WAC. And so, I mean, yeah, you can try to stretch and say this is a Davidson or this is a George Mason, but you know, I think it might be exaggerating that point just a bit. At the same time, you can't take away what they've done. I mean, here's a team that lost its best pitcher in early May. It was a four seed, which does increase the difficulty of advancing through the tournament. And you know, they won maybe the toughest regional at Long Beach. They went to Arizona State and beat the Sun Devils on their home field. And now they've won two games in the College World Series to put themselves into pretty good position.
Steve Pivovar, the Omaha World Herald, joining us. Fresno State was preseason ranked 18th in the Baseball America poll, so we knew that they had some players. What's Coach said here, though, since they've been to Omaha? You kind of touched on all the things that went wrong, but you still have to put the pieces in place down the stretch of the season. Has he touched on maybe one thing that's allowed them to go 13-2 in their last 15 games?
Well, the thing that he and his players keep saying is about 4 or 5 weeks ago, they just decided to start playing baseball and quit worrying about who was in the other dugout. You know, it sounds kind of simplistic, but, you know, it sounds like they might have had a case where, you know, they were worrying about their performance against the other team instead of worrying about their own performance. And they said that since they quit doing that, they found success. And, you know, again, like you said, they started out the season. Some people had them ranked as high as 18th. This is a team that had probably a top five pick in the draft if he doesn't get injured. So, I mean, this isn't a bunch of guys who all of a sudden just found it, you know, the day before yesterday. This is a talented group, but the key to this success has been, as they say, putting all the pieces together and then just playing some baseball.
Steve, over the years, Omaha has kind of adopted one of the teams, and the fans start cheering more and more as the days go on for that team. Who is that team this year?
I think Fresno probably fits that bill, again, because they are the underdog. Everybody knew coming in. I mean, one of the players was saying the other day when they were getting off the bus the first day at the stadium, they heard somebody said, well, those guys would be on a plane back home by Tuesday or Wednesday. They're going to be around here till at least Saturday, and they could be here a lot longer. So I think they've become kind of the sentimental favorites.
Steve Pivovar, the Omaha World Herald, covering the College World Series. All right, we're down to six, Steve. We know that Georgia and Fresno are the unbeaten teams, and I said at the top, right now we're not looking like we're going to crown the best team in baseball if those two teams make it to the finals. Who's the best team left in Omaha, regardless of their record right now?
I think Miami still fits that bill. Whether they can survive what they have to survive over the next 3 days, you know, that's always a tall order. But they're still, you know, just from a talent standpoint, I think you kind of put them maybe a notch above everybody else. You know, I like their talent. The professional people like their talent. You know, they got five guys that were picked in the first five rounds, three first rounders. So if the best team wins, from a talent standpoint, it would be Miami. But, you know, tournaments are never always about the best team winning. It's the hottest team, the team that puts it together at the right time, tend to win tournaments, whether it's the basketball tournament, the College World Series, anything you can name. So it's going to be an interesting 7 or 8 days here.
Steve Pivovar from the Omaha World Herald joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Steve, are these coaches getting asked questions about moving the series to the new stadium, and what are their thoughts on it?
Well, especially before the tournament started, you know, there was some talk about, you know, trying to get their feel on what the new stadium's going to bring, and I think most of the coaches are excited. The one thing, you know, everybody says is, we don't care where you put it in town, just as long as you don't take it away from Omaha. I think that's they're firmly in the corner that this event belongs here and belongs here for a long time in the future. Again, you know, it's kind of like Mike Martin said before the series started. He says he likes new things. He likes to drive new cars. If somebody's going to come along and give him a brand new car that's better than the car he's driving, yeah, he'll take it. And so, I mean, that's kind of the way they're looking at it. The stadium's going to be the new thing. It's going to be a modern stadium. And I think they're looking forward, most of the guys are looking forward to getting a chance to play there.
And, Steve, before we let you get out of here, we've kind of been asking some folks this the last couple of weeks. Everybody in Nebraska and Omaha seems to love the College World Series, and it's the greatest thing that's ever happened. And I guess I always have to take the other side once in a while. Is the College World Series in its current format, and now that it didn't start on Friday and started on Saturday, is it too long?
Well, I mean, for us guys who grew up watching this thing and can still remember when they played it in 5 or 6 days, it's become a little bit of an endurance test. I don't know. This thing where all of a sudden you got a Georgia winning on a Monday and not playing again till Friday, I don't think that's the way baseball was meant to be set up. But you flip it, and, you know, everything's driven these days by TV, and this is the way TV wants it. TV helps pay the bills, and so that's kind of what we're stuck with. As long as ESPN thinks that this is a good format, this is what we got.
Well, it's entertaining baseball to watch, as always. Steve, we'll let you get out of here. For any fan that's coming down to Omaha, Daddy and I, we know where we like to go. Any fan that's coming down for maybe just the first or second time, where should they go get some grub? Where's the good steak? Where do you enjoy going in Omaha? Because there's so many great places.
I don't have any time to go anywhere.
That free luncheon that they serve in the media shack is
that's
the best,
that's
right?
That's about all I get during the series. No, you can't go wrong. There's a lot of places around town. If anybody's just coming to Omaha, ask you know, if they're staying at a hotel, ask where their favorite place is, and you can probably find a pretty good meal at a pretty fair price.
us media guys can't afford the really good places anyway, right, Steve?
That's right.
Hey, thanks for the time. Hopefully we'll get to catch up with you again soon and continue enjoying the College World Series. We appreciate and enjoy your articles in the World Herald.
Thanks, guys.
Take care. Steve Pivovar from the Omaha World Herald on the baseball beat all year long and now culminating with the College World Series. And he hit the point that I wanted to expand on. Georgia won Monday. If they win Friday, they will play one game in a week. That doesn't happen the entire season. The entire 60-plus games they play, that doesn't happen. And yes, it happens because they're winning. But one game in a week, that doesn't even happen in the NBA playoffs where they take so much time off. That doesn't happen anywhere, anywhere. Can you come up with any sport where that would happen?
Doug, when you break it down to the end, though, I come back and say, when I go to Omaha and when I'm watching on TV, I want to see the best of the best. I want to see the best pitchers go. I want to see the best hitters hit the best pitchers. And that's what you're going to get to see the rest of the way out. They're going to be well rested. They're going to be ready to go.
17-5, 16-5. The best pitchers were throwing the first day. What do you want?
Well,
I want
a redemption period, and I think you're going to see that. I think you're going to see a lot better baseball.
They're
game.
Not letting Rocco Mediate go out and play him again today. You get one shot, and that's your shot. You get one shot.
Not if you win. You're getting more than one shot.
What? And they're lucky it hasn't rained on them yet, which only pushes it back. And I guess maybe that would fill in some of the gaps here if there was some rain there. But I think it's too long, Daddy. And I'm kind of like Steve. Obviously, Steve has a couple years on me. But I remember back in the good days when you cross-bracketed and we didn't have the, you know, win your four-team pod and your other four-team pod and stretch it out. And, you know, look at, you've already got LSU and North Carolina playing again. They're already playing again. They played in the first round. Then they go their separate ways. Now they're playing again. And if LSU beats North Carolina, is that fair? They went 1-1 against each other, nighty-night, North Carolina.
People argue about the Big 12 tournament. I think every tournament's got its pluses and minuses. You want to stick around Omaha as long as you can if you're in that group of eight teams. Now, is it fair that Georgia sits there for 3 days? There's only one game today. You know, I kind of liked it when, if people won, that Friday was off and you started the series. Or, you know, you started the deal on Saturday. I did like that. You know, if you had losers play, they had to keep playing. But to fall, you've got to stay in the winner's bracket. And Georgia and Fresno State right now, they got to get beat twice. And the pitching from those other teams has got to go through. It's a vicious cycle for those teams in that loser's bracket.
And by the way, is the College World Series being helped being on Monday, Tuesday, possibly Wednesday night, instead of back in the day, Saturday, Sunday, and then if necessary, Monday? Is that a good thing?
I would think the weekend would be much better, but obviously the TV that pays the bills, they don't feel that way. They want to stretch it out, and the money's coming in, so I don't think it's ever going to change.
Okay. 1-888-455-ESPN, that's the phone number to call, and if you're heading to lunch today and want to watch all that is and keep up to date on Tiger Woods being out for the rest of the year and catching some baseball and catching everything else that's going on, what do? And enjoy some good food.
Well, you head to the Chicken Coop. You can get one of the Coop's great burgers, 7-ounce ground chuck, onion seasoned patties, topped with lettuce, tomato, and pickle on a toasted Kaiser bun. Enjoy all their burgers, mushroom burger, patty melt, totally jack burger, or the bacon burger. Start your meal off right. A great selection of appetizers, including balls of cheese. 8 new 42-inch flat screens. Catch all your favorite sports on TV at the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island, today.
We're going to take a break. Be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. And we're going to talk about one of Daddy's favorite sports, running, right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Let's open the mouth, let the words out.
Unfortunately, this happens altogether too often.
When it's the fourth quarter, we need a full court press to get in the zone so we dominate next week's meeting.
What is with all the sports references?
That sports metaphor guy. He has DirecTV, so he gets the most sports and games in HD anywhere. If you had all the exclusive sports packages on DirecTV, you'd be expressing yourself entirely in sports metaphors, too. But you don't, because you have cable, Carl.
Get the most sports and games in HD anywhere. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Sports packages available separately. Programming commitment and lease required. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you're the first to show, the last to leave, and the janitors know you by name. Tomorrow's why you went back to school, and why you've committed yourself to a 40-minute commute, both ways. Tomorrow's why you want a lint brush, and you never find yourself without a breath mint, or at least a stick of gum. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight. Visit HGI.com today.
People are talking about the Doug and Danny blog at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's all good.
I'm surprised to hear that because that is new information.
You bet. The Doug and Danny blog is all about insightful commentary and learned opinions from our dynamic duo.
Yep, can't they talk about
certain controversial issues, pretty much anything they want to talk about.
And of course, you got to talk back.
That story was completely inappropriate.
The Doug and Danny blog on ESPNSuperstation.com. Let them know what you think.
We'll see some sunshine develop across the area today, along with a chance of some scattered showers and storms developing, mainly not until the afternoon and into tonight. Highs reach the lower 80s, with southeast winds developing at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see a chance for showers and storms, low at 59. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 73.
Shake your money maker like somebody about to pay you. I see you on my radar, don't you act like you afraid of shit.
You know I got it, if you wanna come get it, stand next to this money like, hey, hey, hey.
Shake your money.
This is for Javon Walker.
I was going to say, this is what gets your ass kicked right here. You start dancing to this and throwing champagne over everybody. Daddy, I heard you sprayed a little champagne in Vegas in your day.
Allegedly. That's never been proven, although it is on camera somewhere.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Doug, before we talk a little running, I've got to ask you and Derek a question. I want to know if you know any of these gentlemen. Okay? Glenn Anderson, Ray Scapinello, or Ed Chenoweth?
No, no, and no. For me, anyway.
Oh, same again.
Glenn Anderson. I think he's the guy that walked on the moon.
Wow.
Ray Scapinello and Ed Chenoweth.
Officials.
No, those three gentlemen are going to be inducted into the NHL Hall of Fame.
See, and I missed the Chenoweth. Yes. I was going to go hockey, but I couldn't tell you the other two. The Chenoweth, but the other two, no clue. No.
Igor Larionov.
Yeah, he's the Russian who won a Stanley Cup way back in the day. I think with the Canadians, I want to say.
Detroit Red Wings. Ah. Ex-Edmonton Oilers star Glenn Anderson. Former linesman Ray Scapinello and builder Ed Chenoweth also made the Hall of Fame Tuesday.
That tonight?
November 10th.
Oh,
November 10th in Toronto.
Versus? Be able to watch it on Versus?
I'm not sure where you'd be. No, it's not covered. No, there'll be three people there. It'll be their families and three reporters.
The NHL Network. Unbelievable. Well, we're hoping for a great turnout this week at the annual Phelps Silver Run. And to tell us all about that, Rhonda Johnson is joining us this morning here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We welcome you back to the program, Rhonda. Good morning.
Well, thanks, guys. It's been a year since I've talked to you.
I know. It takes us a year to recover from physical activity.
Well, I've got you all signed up. Are you going to do the 10K, 5K, or 2 miles?
Well, that'd be choice D, none of the above, Rhonda.
No.
Actually, choice D is the 2 mile walk.
See,
I could do that.
Yeah, you'd have to take Lulu and pick up cans.
But,
right?
But you start early in the morning, don't you?
We do start at 8 a.m. On a Saturday.
I can take the 10K if the batteries in the golf cart are charged up.
We do have a golf cart follow the 10K runners, so if you kind of slow down, they'll scoop you up.
Well, Rhonda, tell everybody just right off the bat here, again, what's going on this Saturday.
Okay, we're having our annual Silver Run. It's actually our Sweet 16 Silver Run. This is the 16th year we've done this. And every year, Phelps Memorial puts us on with the help of Family Medical Specialties and High Plains Clinic, which are two of the local medical clinics in Holdridge. We have these races to raise a little bit of money for the community, and this year the recipient of the money is the Phelps Community Pantry.
Rhonda, every year this...
Pantry needs money, so we're working for them.
Every year the recipient of this changes, but it always stays in the community, is that correct?
Absolutely. And we do have about $2,500 that we make out of the race with the help of our wonderful sponsors and, of course, those who come and run and walk and help support at that activity.
Rhonda, for the folks, I know you've got a website. I know they can still get signed up. What do they need to do if they want to be a part of this Saturday?
There's lots of ways. You can go to PhelpsMemorial.com, and right up at the top right side, there's a little running dog who's kind of our mascot. And click on him, you'll get an application form. I do need that application and the registration, and I do need your money. The application without your money is really not a registration, but we'll just count on you. You can also walk into Phelps Memorial. We'll get you signed up right now. We've got the T-shirts ready and the bags are ready, and we're handing them out right now. So you can pick up your race numbers, your T-shirt, and a lot of the sponsors. We have about 25 things in the bags, and a lot of the sponsors put goodies in them. Like we've got almonds from Almond Brothers and slap bracelets, pins. Insect wipe and water bottles from Two Rivers and Platte Valley Communications, so just lots of stuff. So lots of ways to do it. We'll also take you Saturday morning. A lot of people are like, is it too late to sign up? And absolutely not. You're good until the race starts.
Rhonda, you mentioned that a little bit of a fee to get in. How much are we talking?
It is just a little bit. 15 until 5 o'clock Friday night. And $20 Saturday morning.
But all the money is going to the pantry, so if you got to pay an extra $5, that's okay.
Absolutely. It buys a couple more treats for the pantry to hand out. Our pantry in Holdridge has had a little bit of change lately. They've had to find a new location. They actually had to buy a facility to be a pantry in. So their needs have changed, and they really do need the help of the Silver Run. So we're happy to have them at a time when they need us.
Rhonda, what time are we starting, and where are we running through?
We start at 8 a.m., and we start at North Park on 14th Avenue. It's at the south side of North Park. And we run through town with the 5K and 10K, and then the 10K heads on out to the airport and back. And the 2 mile just pretty much goes down 14th Avenue, hits Lincoln, which is our furthest east street, and hits Lincoln Street and kind of turns around and comes back. We've got three or four water stations throughout the whole thing. We've got the ambulances here. The cops are here. We have lead cars. We have follow cars. It's fast and flat. And, of course, we are certified and sanctioned, which means it's been measured, and you actually could qualify for big races, marathons, with your time at this race.
Well, that's good stuff to know. And for the folks that might have a heart attack like Daddy, Rhonda, and they still want to donate but either are going to be out of town or don't feel comfortable participating, can they still do that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we get a few people every year that sign up for the whole race. They get their T-shirt, they get their goodie bag, and they just don't show up. That might be Daddy's job.
That's like bobblehead night at the Royals. Just run in, get your bobblehead, and go home.
There you go. Watch it on TV when you get home. But we also would take a donation for this, and we appreciate any support. I've gotten great support from the Pantry Board and also the CASA Board, which is the Community Action for Children, court-appointed special advocate for children. They're going to be doing some volunteering for me as well, and I appreciate all the volunteers because, boy, you can't put it on without help.
Well, Rhonda, we'll put out the word for you. We appreciate the time this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, I appreciate it too, guys. I'm sure a few people will hear this and race right over here.
We have 13 listeners, so yes, they will.
I'll be looking for all of them.
All right. Hey, Rhonda, thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
Of course, Rhonda Johnson with the Silver Run. You can go to PhelpsMemorial.com if you missed any of that and get all the information you want. If you love running, it's this Saturday, 8 a.m., Holdridge, beautiful community, beautiful time of the day. Of course, that's when you want to run is when early morning and cool. And when you're out training, that's usually when you go anyway. So PhelpsMemorial.com, you're helping the community, you're helping yourself. Check it out. It's coming up this Saturday, PhelpsMemorial.com, for more information and to get registered for this Saturday Silver Run. It is the 16th. Silver Run. So how does that work? It's a Sweet 16, but the Silver's your 25th. So in 9 years, will it be the Silver Run? Or
let's wait 9 years, and we'll have this conversation again.
You know, probably while you're running through the streets of beautiful Holdridge, and not just downtown, but in the community, you're probably going to see some lawns and some landscaping done by Kerbit. Matt and the gang will go anywhere and put it up for you, take care of it. Kerbit.net. Check it out on the web while you're registering for the run, PhelpsMemorial.com. Then you just, after that, you go to Kerbit.net, and you go, whoa, I'd like to have a yard like that. I'd like to have somebody help me out. I just like, you know, I think a lot of people look and go, how in the hell did they do that? Well, you know what? You can go to curbit.net and find out, or you can just call Matt and the gang, and they will go over everything they have for you. Stamp curbing, lighted curbing, things you want to do in your yard, things that just make it easier for you to mow the grass, take care of the hedges, or put up a playground for the kids, sandbox for the kids, take care of your walkways, take care of your pathways around the house, around your flower bed. They have every answer for you, and they do it very economically. 75%, folks, it's a lot more economical. Check out Matt and the gang at curbit.net. You can give them a call today, 237-4805.
You know what I like about that crew? They give you a free estimate. They don't show up at your suite at the Bellagio with, you know, outside at 5 in the morning and hold a gun to your head and say, put in the damn sandbox. Get Johnny's sandbox right now. Uh-oh, no, they don't do that.
Dent popper inbox. That's not true, Daddy. Signed, Javon.
Unbelievable.
Going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Love to hear from you at the Dent popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent popper, the home of the Arma lining. If you've had some damage to your vehicle from the recent storms, they'll give you a free estimate. On the bricks, downtown Kearney. See Scott or Joel today at the Dent popper.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. When it comes to fish or cut bait, these guys are bait cutters. Oh, they've dipped a worm or two, but mostly bait cutters. Really.
Hi, I'm Jeff Benjamin of Benjamin's Landscaping of Holdridge and Kearney. Let us put our nearly 40 years of experience to work for you on your lawn. We, of course, keep your lawn beautiful, but we do more, like concrete landscape edging by Tigar. It's practical, cost-effective, decorative curbing that is maintenance-free. It comes in a variety of colors, curb styles, and stamp patterns to fit anyone's taste. Keeping your lawn beautiful is our business. We're Benjamin's Landscaping in Kearney and Holdridge.
Howard here to talk about a situation I think you'll recognize. Day of the game, seven buddies, barbecue at your house, looking for a ride to the tailgate party. Thanks to the new Honda Pilot, you'll be prepared for almost anything. 8-passenger seating and increased storage capacity, you pack up the crew and go. With an available Navi system, you get to the game. And with an available top-shelf DVD rear entertainment system, you're the star of the day. The Honda Pilot is like a 5-tool baseball player with the capability to play almost every position.
Go to pilot.honda.com for more information.
Is Progressive.com an auto insurance utopia? Well, in a typical utopia, you spend hours frolicking in lush green meadows and splashing around in crystal clear waterfalls. But in an auto insurance utopia, you can compare Progressive rates to those of other top companies all in about 8 minutes, leaving you plenty of time for, well, frolicking. Start saving today at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. That's Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company's affiliates in Mayfield, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates available in most states and situations.
I'm Richie Ross from the Tennessee Titans. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS.
We'll see some sunshine develop across the area today, along with a chance of some scattered showers and storms developing, mainly not until the afternoon and into tonight. Highs reach the lower 80s, with southeast winds developing at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see a chance for showers and storms, low at 59. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 73.
They tried to make me go to rehab, I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back,
our back Doug and Daddy Show. Having a great morning here. Hope you're enjoying it out there.
Not as great a morning as the Riz, though.
Found his truck.
You get up the next morning, where's my truck? Dude, where's my truck?
If you're in Grand Island this morning and, what, last night, two nights ago, you happened to pick up a Tilly sprinkler truck in downtown Kearney and drive it to Grand Island?
Bad idea.
Call the police and report yourself for being a moron.
Bad idea. It's a bad idea. Danny Amisco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. The place to go, dress you up from head to toe. Caps and visors. Whoa. Did that rhyme? Whoa. Caps and visors, flip-flops, Adidas, Nike, all the great brand names. They've got the T-shirts. They've got the shorts. If you're going over the Phelps Run, you want to look cool. Misco Sports is the place to be. And, of course, there's still a lot of baseball and softball to be played. They've got everything you need from fast pitch to slow pitch, Little League to Legion. Misco Sports, Why go anywhere else on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center?
I wanted to feel like one of the kids playing baseball, so I went down there and bought myself some leggings. Picked up a couple different colors, and I just wear them around the house now. Keeps me young. No mention having a great morning. You ever have one of those mornings where you just out doing, running your errands and buying your $4 gas and you're smiling the whole time, and then you just run into somebody that's like a really fun, you know, like somebody you could just talk to for like literally like the whole day and have a smile on your face the whole time. That happened to me this morning.
She was showing a lot of cleavage or what?
No, actually, this happened to be a male. Since I'm not going where you went yesterday. I ran into an old friend, Kyle McCormick in town from Omaha, and the McCormick twins. If you know them around Kearney area, boy,
so Kyle, you ran into Kyle.
This is a fun group. We laugh and we just smile the whole time, and that just sets the stage for the whole day. And that
we
happened to
each
me
other
this
with
morning.
Pillows.
So we have tickle fights. No, we didn't have a tickle
and
fight.
And boom goes the dynamite.
So I'm having a great morning, and then I came across, and every gas station has something, but I came across something great this morning. One of those marshmallow deals with Fruity Pebbles in it. I put another smile on my face shortly after it.
And this has nothing to do with you coming back from California yesterday. Okay, speaking of boom goes the dynamite, Derek. Great night last night.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time.
You can't get enough of this. Royals 2, Cardinals 1. Mike Avila's home run snapped the 8-inning tie. David DeJesus, or as we like to call him, Jesus, had the first RBI of the ball game. How about young Kyle Davies? He goes 7 innings. He's 3-0 on the season. The teams play again tonight. Then tomorrow they wrap up the series in the afternoon. No afternoon College World Series, so you'll have the Royals tomorrow here on ESPN Radio. Tonight, more College World Series action coming your way. Miami and Stanford, pregame 5:45. Kevin Kugler and the gang from Rosenblatt.
Billy Butler was sent down, Doug, for the Kansas City Royals to Omaha. Does not like being in Omaha, and he's batting his way out of it. He got sent down on May 29th. He's hit safely in 11 of 12 Pacific Coast League games through Monday. He was 20 for 47, 4-26, 3 home runs, 10 RBIs, had 8 multi-hit games and 17 since his demotion. So look for Billy Butler to be back up with a big league team.
Johnny Doerr made his, I guess you'd say, pro debut last night. The former Husker pitcher started for Jamestown in their game, and he pitched 3 innings, gave up no runs on 2 hits. Class A New York Penn League, and former Grand Islandite Brian Frew was also playing for Williamsport's Crosscutters. He went 2 for 4 and struck out twice in their contest, and those guys might meet up later on this weekend, coincidentally, being in the same league. Also going on, the Nebraska men's match play at Arbor Links, and a lot of area golfers made the cut, the top 62, because last year's finalists, champion and runner-up, automatically are in the field. John Hurley of O'Neill is your defending champion, so he draws the bye right into the tournament. But a lot of guys made it. Already playing today, UNK golfer Devin Kassler of Ord was defeated by the legend John Sajovic of Fremont, 2-1. So John finding time to get some golf in before he goes to the Masters. Jordan Reinertsen of Given was defeated by Austin Zimmerman of Lincoln in a battle of high school kids. Zimmerman 5-4 over Jordan Reinertsen of Gibbon. Lexington's Nate Yeager, who shot a very good round yesterday. He is 3-up over Gary Kraft of Omaha through 10. Garrett Rathke of Caro is 1-down to Richard Schneider of Beamer, who won Class C, was the runner-up to Josh Reinertsen in the youth match play last week. Danny Houston of Hastings is 1-down to Ryan Butler of Superior through 10 holes. Wes Burnt of Kearney is 2-up through 7 holes. Phil Hranek of Kearney, 1-up through 7 holes. Ben Porter is just underway out of Kearney. Josh Reinertsen, 1-up through 3 holes in his match from Gibbon. So a lot of golf going on, and we'll have the update later on today.
Doug, before we get out of here, well, I'm going to save this for tomorrow, actually, because it's
come on, I think.
4 players on the PGA Tour have finished in the top 10 in the 2 majors this year. Any idea who those 4 players would be? There's one obvious one, which is Tiger.
Tiger.
So there's 3 other ones. Any idea?
Retief Goosen.
No.
Ernie Els.
No.
Oh, boy. That's pretty good. 4 guys finished in the... Appleby?
No.
Was Ogilvy there?
No.
Really?
Robert Carlson.
Okay.
Who the Duke pointed us at.
Yeah.
On Miguel Angel Jimenez.
Yeah!
And Brant Snedeker round out those four golfers.
Oh,
so,
yeah, Brant. Keep your eye on him. He's an up-and-comer. Hey, we want to thank Rhonda Johnson talking about the Phelps Memorial Silver Run and Steve Pivovar from the Omaha World Herald talking about College World Series. We'll join you tomorrow
on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!